Welcome to the Word and Spirit Podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Before we join Reverend Greer, let me tell you about our website. RandallGreer.org is filled with information that is sure to be a blessing to you, including free downloads of MP3s, videos, Bible studies, newsletters, and other materials. That address again is www.RandallGreer.org. Greer is spelled G-R-I-E-R. Now, let's go to Reverend Greer.
Thing as long as we can, and they called and started calling other churches. One church came in, brought in about 12,000. Another church came in 5,000. Another church brought in about 7,000. This one 3,000. This one 3,000. 1,000 here. This one giving 500 there. Before it was over, it all was said and done. There was over $100,000 raised. Not only fixed my single engine airplane, and it's paid for. Don't owe a dime to nobody. But got another one paid for. I mean, got another one paid for with 500 Holy Ghost anointed, turbocharged, fire-breathing horsepower that will cruise at 24,000 feet at over 200 knots coast to coast with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God forever. He will confirm your words with signs following out of your mouth. I'll guarantee you this, when you begin to speak God's word out of your mouth, you can frame your world. Now, to cap all that off, I want to say this, to balance it. Don't seek things, seek God. Because the Bible says in Deuteronomy 28, that if you'll hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God and obey His commandments, that the blessings of God will overtake you. When you start chasing God, the blessings are going to chase you. All the time I'm looking behind me, they are tripping me up. I mean tripping me up. I mean flat blessings of God are chasing me down and tripping me up. I mean falling on my face, wallowing in the blessings of God. I mean that's God's blessing to His children, but I'm not chasing the things. I'm chasing Him. God, first and foremost. He's done so much for me in my life, there's no way I can repay Him. But every morning when my eyes pop open, He's my first thought. Sometimes it's 3 or 4 in the morning. Not all the time. Sometimes I don't get up to 10 in the morning. I don't lie to you. I mean, I'm a diverse person because my schedule varies. I mean, most folks work in the day. I work at night. If you call it work, it's fun. I wish I had that more fun at work, boy. I mean, you can under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. But it just gets to be fun doing the work and will and plan of God. So my schedule varies. But I mean when my eyes poke open or pop open in the morning, God's the center of attention in my life. Thank you, Father. I worship you, Father. I want to glorify you. Father, thank you that I just know that you're God. You may not know how blessed you are to know that God exists. Because at the time, I did not know that. I didn't know. I didn't believe that God existed. I thought the Bible was a fairy tale that somebody wrote to make me be good. So I was goofed up. My whole life was a disaster. So just to have my mind back, my mental faculties back, my spiritual intuition back to know that there was a God is a blessing. So I begin to thank Him for that. I begin to thank Him for every blessing they'd ever give me. I mean, when you get to talking about deserving, no, I don't deserve it in a natural sense, but because of what Jesus Christ done, it's bought and paid for. Amen. And it belongs to us. And I'm here to tell you, let God be the center of attention to your life. Don't chase things. Don't chase cars. Don't chase houses. Don't chase money. Don't chase airplanes. Chase God. And the blessings of God will run you down and overtake you and flat trip you up. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and He addeth no sorrow with it. Amen? Say, Brother Randy, I've been pretty sorrowful lately. Shame on you. Ha ha! Just get happy by faith. Say, Brother Randy, I've got a need tonight. Do you think that God can meet it? El Shaddai is here tonight. He's a God that's more than enough. But if you don't arise and accept the challenge of the Holy Ghost, He said He'd confirm His word with signs following. I preach to you through the anointing and power of the Holy Ghost tonight. Everything that I said was not premeditated today. In fact, this morning I thought I was going a totally different direction. But in the service tonight, God said, you get up and tell them, because there's people that come tonight, said that they've got problems, they've got dreams, they've got desires, and they've got plans that's bigger than they. He said, I want you to share with you about plans that you've had that's bigger than you. I said, Brother Randy, have you reached the mountaintop? No, I haven't reached the mountaintop. But I'll tell you this, because every time it seems like I climb to a plateau and I think, well, I'll stop here. This is enough. God says, come on, boy, come up a little bit higher. He calls us from glory unto glory. And so every day of our life, we should be challenged in God. Challenged in God. And when it looks like that you're going under, when everything looks like that it's failing, when everything looks like that it's turning dark and bleak and the oppression's coming in from every side, everybody can shout when the music's a playing and the songs are singing and faith is built. But it takes faith to shout when the lights is turned out, so to speak, and the party is over and you've got a bad report coming to you from every side, not knowing what to do. In that circumstance, in that situation, is when you need to start shouting, when you need to start dancing. I mean, get out in the woodshed, because it's going to look funny to start with. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, my God, don't know what I'm going to do. Hallelujah. I don't know what I'm going to do. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Everything's going to be all right. You out of your mind, you crazy thing. You starving to death. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. And just keep, because that's the way it's going to start. Because your head's going to play tricks with you. Every time you raise your hand, you're going to feel like you're dying. I mean, just to get them up, first of all, they get to here, you know, and then you'll get back down here, then you'll get up here, and finally you'll get them up here through that oppression, and finally you'll stick your hands into glory. And when you do, brother, you're going to dance, and you're going to shout, and you're going to run, and you're going to jump. When you get to thinking about El Shaddai, the God that's more than enough, He'll change the circumstances and situations. You know, He delights in people doing that. Because then He can show Himself strong on your behalf. And that's what He wants to do for you right here tonight during this meeting. He wants to give you the very desires of your heart. Would you stand? I promise not to hold you long, and I'm going to keep my word. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank You for Your holy written word. I thank You for Your truths that You've allowed us to share. Father, to the best of my ability, I've shared with these people about how that they can plan their future based on Your word and their faith. And Father, we know that there's people here tonight in this meeting, in the service, that need a miracle from God. Father, they've been challenged by You. Father, there's some here that's got a dream that's bigger than they are. They've got a dream that's bigger than their finances. They've got a dream that's bigger than their abilities and know-how. But Father God, You've dropped the dreams in their hearts. You've given them that desire. You've given them that hope. And Father God, I thank You tonight that You're making them aware that You're giving them the ability, the finances, and Lord, You're going to turn the hopeless situations around right here tonight. And Father, I thank You for it. In Jesus' name, with heads bowed, you're in the service tonight. And you say, Brother Randy, I'm here. And I've heard what you've been talking about. I'm inspired in faith, and I'm ready to believe God as never before. Just inspired by the Holy Ghost to do it sort of backwards tonight. But you hear, and you say, Brother Randy, I've got one of those desires that you were talking about. I mean, it looks bigger than I am. The dream looks bigger than I do. And I mean, I believe it's the voice of God. I believe it's a plan I had in my heart. But I don't see how the finances could be there. I don't see how the ability could be there. But I know the God that's more than enough. I want to hook my faith with your faith as you reach your dream. If you'd raise your hand boldly right now, what it is. I see hands going up all over the place. Yes, God spoke to hearts here tonight. Hallelujah. And there's going to be some changes happening. You can put your hands down. Hands went up all over the building. Glory to God forever. Glory to God. What I'm going to ask you to do is, those of you that raised your hands, open your eyes and look at me. And the purpose we're going to do is, there's a reason for everything that I do. I don't know why everybody else does anything, but there's a reason for an altar call. See, by you going to an altar, what you do when you raise your hand, and this is not a marker to embarrass anybody, when you raise your hand in an altar call, if you don't know what you're doing, the devil will try to steal what the dream and desire that you got and the words you got from God. But when you raise your hand, what you're saying, Brother Randy, I believe that what you say is true. Glory to God. It'll work for me. But it's one thing to believe it. It's another thing to act on it and receive it. And by something about just making a move, a physical movement, it sort of sticks in your mind about what I'm fixing to do. And when I go down to that altar, it's going to be mine. So I'm going to ask everybody that raised your hand on any of those invitations, step out boldly from right now where you're at and come to the front. You're driving a spiritual stake in the ground, and you're saying, blessed be God, it's mine. It's mine. It's mine. Just line up here side by side saying, it's mine. It's mine. It's mine. It's not I that's going to give it to you. It's God that's giving it to you. Amen. Glory to God. Just come right on forward a little bit. Come up there. We're just about 2 foot from the front. Hallelujah. We're going to pray and believe God with people. Hopeless circumstances are going to turn around. Hallelujah. Just get right in here, sister, side by side, if you will. Hallelujah. Just come right on up here. Hallelujah. We're going to get right in here. We're going to believe God. Those of you in the audience, say, Brother Randy, I don't have a need in my life. That's good. We'd ask you to exercise your faith. And we're not saying that anybody here has got a need, because tonight it's met. Isn't that right? And see, but you know, it reminds me, when I say sometimes about driving a spiritual stake in the ground, and I know there's some folks around here that knows what that means. But my granddaddy plowed a mule on a 72-acre farm, several of them. And Kate, the mule, she always liked the grass because it was green on the other side. You know what I mean, Pastor? But it's something about old Kate. If you let her outside the fence and didn't tie her up, guess where she'd be? down across the neighbor's yard eating the flowers and the trees and out in the road, car about run over and everything else. And so Granddaddy, every time he'd put her out there, he'd drive a stake in the ground. And then he would take a tether, he called it, it was a rope, I called it, harness, and tie that mew to that stake. And she could eat grass anywhere she wanted to around that stake, but she couldn't get loose from that stake. And so what you're coming tonight is you're driving your spiritual stake in the ground, and you're tying yourself to it and hardening yourself to it with the Word of God, and you're saying, blessed be God forever, it's mine. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. And so when you go away from this place of prayer, what should your confession be? It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. It's not going to be done. It's done tonight. Amen. You're setting in motion a spiritual law and truth that Jesus Christ established. Isn't that right? And what is that truth? It's a truth of faith. Faith. You're going to release your faith tonight when I lay hands upon you, and you're going to see your hopeless circumstances and situations change. Amen. Glory to God. Just be an attitude of prayer as we come by and minister to you here tonight. Father, we thank you. Thank you right now. Father, I thank you right now for the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord.
And Father God, we thank you right now that the dream may be bigger, the finances may be bigger, but Father God, you're the one that's El Shaddai. You're the God that's more than enough. And regardless of how impossible it seemed in the past, Father, tonight all things have become possible with you. And Father God, he steps out, he believes, and he receives right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. And Father God, we thank you that it's done as he drives that spiritual stake in the ground, saying, it's mine, it's mine, it's mine in Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. I just want to take a moment to tell you about two of Reverend Greer's products available on our website. First is his personal testimony, Escape from Hell, which details the events that led up to him miraculously being released from prison, receiving a full pardon with the right to own a firearm, and stepping into his calling of God. This is available as a book, CD, or DVD format. Second is Reverend Greer's second book, How to Change Your Life. This book will show you how to bring permanent change in your life through the power of God. And once you've changed, change will bring success. These products, as well as many more, can be found on our online store at www.randallgreer.org or by writing us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us here next time as Reverend Greer brings forth the Word of God in Word and Spirit. And remember, God is with us.